Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningyen M. Hang Singh. Naga People's Front NPF has officially joined the People's Democratic Alliance PDA government under the leadership of Chief Minister Niphiu Rio. In an office memorandum issued yesterday, MLA and Secretary General NPF Achumbemo Kikon said the ordinance has been promulgated by the party president in exercise of the powers conferred by Clause 10 of Article 5 of the party's constitution. The ordinance took effect from yesterday. Chief Minister Dr. Niphiu Rio will hold a meeting of the People's Democratic Alliance PDA today at the Chief Minister's Residential Complex, Kohima. The meeting will be attended by key alliance leaders including Deputy Chief Minister and leader of the BJP Legislature Party, Y. Paton, BJP Nagaland President Benjamin Yeptomi, NDPP Secretary General Abu Metha, NDPP Senior Vice President Rusem Tong Longkumar, NPF MLA and Secretary General Achumbemo Kikon, and NPF President Apong Pongganer. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces as part of efforts to deepen cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Modi stated this in a joint press conference with Mongolian President Kuril Suk Ukna after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks in New Delhi yesterday. Prime Minister Modi said India has decided to provide free e-visas to Mongolian citizens.
भारत ने मंगोलिया को हमेशा एक पड़ोसी के रूप में देखा है और इसी नाते हम पीपल टू पीपल टाइज को बढ़ावा देते रहेंगे। हमने निर्णय लिया है कि मंगोलिया के नागरिकों को निशुल्क ई वीजा दिया जाएगा। साथ ही भारत हर साल मंगोलिया से युवा कल्चरल एम्बेसडर्स की भारत यात्रा भी स्पॉन्सर करेगा।
Speaking on the occasion, the Mongolian president expressed appreciation for India's support and reaffirmed Mongolia's commitment to strengthening bilateral cooperation across diverse sectors. Secretary Yi's in Ministry of External Affairs P. Kumaran said, following the talks between two leaders, India and Mongolia inked 10 MOUs for cooperation in various fields. Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, ABSM, SM, yesterday inaugurated the Havaldar Mering Ao Shaurya Chakra Retired Center of Excellence and Wellness at Mokokchung. Speaking at the event, Lieutenant General Lakhera described the center as a beacon of courage, excellence and hope. He said meritorious students from Nagaland, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh will embark on a unique journey of learning and transformation through the initiative. The Director General also said that the center aims to honor Havaldar Mering Ao's legacy by shaping young minds to serve the nation with excellence and integrity. The GST Bajat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commencing on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various industries in Telangana. A report.
Telangana is one of India's leading pharmaceutical manufacturing hubs. The new GST reforms hold special significance for the state's pharmaceutical manufacturing sector. Under GST 2.0, 30 cancer drugs will now attract a 0% tax instead of 12%, improving accessibility for consumers. Similarly, GST on all drugs and medicines for personal use has been reduced to 5% from 12%. Meanwhile, the GST on food products including paneer, chena, ultra-high temperature milk and Indian breads will now attract 0% tax. Other items such as butter, ghee, dry fruits, pickles, namkeen will now be under the 5% tax category, which previously was the part of 12% tax slab. Karhur, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The 27th edition of the Mokokchung District Football Association Trophy 2025 kicked off yesterday at the Imkong Meren Sports Complex. In the opening match, Sports Society Soyum SSS defeated defending champions Konyak Students Union Mokokchung by a solitary goal. Both teams displayed strong defense in the first half, which ended goalless. The breakthrough came in the 57th minute when Chubalemba, wearing jersey number 11 for SSS, scored the decisive goal. Despite several close attempts by the Konyak team, they failed to find the net, allowing SSS to edge the game 1-0. Earlier, the opening ceremony was graced by H. Setrong Q. Sangtam, MLA and Advisor for Information Technology and Communication, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation as the inaugural guest. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.